The ascension of Jesus took place 40 days after his resurrection. Christ's ascension into heaven marks the conclusion or the final episode of the Paschal mystery. What does Paschal mean? We use that a lot. And we think of it as Christians as relating to Easter, like the Paschal candle. Now, and that's true. However, the word Paschal existed before that, before the first Easter. It came from Hebrew, the Pasach, the Passover. And with that meaning, we kind of harken back to the Old Testament, to the Israelites who were enslaved in Egypt. And because of the Pasach and the blood of the lamb over the doorposts, the Israelites were saved because of the love and mercy that God had for his chosen people. From the blood of the lamb, they could pass through the doors into freedom. Now recall that the Paschal mystery in the Christian sense has four events associated with it: the passion, death, resurrection, and ascension of Jesus. So let's spend a little time just looking at each of those events. In his passion, Jesus was sold out by one of his friends for 30 pieces of silver. He was abandoned by the rest of his friends during his subsequent arrest and trial. He was falsely accused by those religious that were in power who were envious of him. And he was condemned to death by the secular government that ruled over ancient Palestine. He was humiliated, scourged, made to bear his own cross on a forced march up the mount to Calvary. As Isaiah tells us, he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. His death. Jesus was crucified on the cross. He poured out his blood for us. His blood was the oblation by which our sins were forgiven. We're reminded of that as we recite the Divine Mercy Chaplet, the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ, offered in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. Through Jesus' crucifixion and death, he exemplified his teaching of his greatest commandment, love one another. One of his two commandments, love one another. And from the cross, he showed us that no greater love has man than this, to lay down his life for his friends. His resurrection. After 3 days in the tomb, Jesus, through the glory of God the Father, was raised from the dead. Paul tells us in the first letter to Corinthians, if Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is in vain, and your faith is in vain. And that's why when we pray the glorious mysteries of the Rosary, we pray the intention for the mystery of the resurrection as grant us a strong faith. Because, brothers and sisters, it is true. Jesus did rise from the dead. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Then for the next 40 days, the resurrected Jesus appeared to his disciples. He ate and drank with them. He taught them, opening up scriptures to them and explaining the fulfillment of the prophecies that the prophets had made in the Old Testament in relation to himself, such that when he was done, the disciples' hearts were burning, just like those two that he encountered on the road to Emmaus. But the Paschal mystery, the Passover of our salvation from slavery to sin and death, does not end with the resurrected Christ. Jesus ascends into heaven. And he takes his place at the right hand of God the Father. And we heard in the second reading, this is where he is placed far above every principality, authority, power, and dominion, In other words, he takes his place above the angels. And God also puts all things beneath his feet and gives him as head over all things to the church, which is his body, which is all of us. Meaning that Jesus, at the moment of his ascension and seated at the right hand of God, becomes the mediator between heaven and earth, the intercessor between God and his church. All of this happened because of the ascension, when Jesus is taken up into heaven. And it's important to note that Jesus, all of Jesus, is taken up, meaning both of his natures, his divine nature and his human nature, are both taken up into heaven. And when Jesus passes through the gates of heaven, the blood of the Lamb through the door, he opens up heaven for all of humanity. It is through the ascension that our salvation becomes complete. Because not only the divine nature of Christ, but the human nature of Christ entered into heaven. And that is why, with the ascension, we have hope. Just like faith is the virtue associated with the resurrection, hope is the virtue associated with the ascension. Let's go back to the rosary, the glorious mysteries. The second glorious mystery, the intention of the mystery of the ascension, is for us to grow or increase the virtue of hope. We hope for the salvation won for us by Jesus Christ. And Peter tells us in his first letter, always be prepared to make a defense to anyone who calls you to account for the hope that is within you. Brothers and sisters, Jesus is the reason for our hope. Do you know what the Christian symbol of hope is? It's the anchor. The anchor has long been a symbol of safety for sailors and mariners. But in a Christian sense, it is a symbol of safety, of security, of groundedness. Jesus is our anchor. He keeps us grounded in himself. He leads us to safety, prevents us from being tossed about in the stormy seas of life on earth, prevents us from being dashed upon the rocks of this secular world. He provides us with security against fear. Fear of who holds political office or who does not. Fear of pandemics. Fear of economic recession. Fear of the unknown. The three theological virtues, faith, hope, and love, have faith in the resurrection, have hope in the ascension, and know that God, through his love, planned for the salvation of humanity from the beginning, at the moment that sin entered into the world. And his loving plan was fulfilled through the paschal mystery of Jesus Christ, his passion, his death, his resurrection, and his ascension. Therefore, let's not stand around looking up at the sky like the men of Galilee waiting for something to happen. But instead, let us fulfill Christ's great commission to go into the world and proclaim the gospel, the good news. Proclaim the resurrected and ascended Jesus, the reason for our hope.